new baby visit etiquette. Also, new baby picture viewing etiquette. Just so, if you haven't had a recent lesson in new baby visit or baby picture viewing etiquette, you know what to say when you see a new baby. Here you go. Say something an awful lot like this. What a beautiful baby. You are a special little boy or girl, and I know that you're going to bring joy to your parents. Congratulations, all of you. What a wonderful little baby. You don't even have to actually see the baby before you start saying this. Cindy, you were great with it today. There was a picture on Pam's camera of a new grandchild, and Cindy walked in, and before she even saw the picture, she said, "Oh, cute, cute, cute." And it was pretty much just like that, too. I do a good Cindy impersonation right there. Pardon? It's not as ugly. Yeah, well, the greeting doesn't have to be exactly what I said. Cute, 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 something like that. But it had better be something nice. And that's probably nice, right? Yeah. Very positive about the baby. No one is supposed to say, "What a shriveled little runt! Huh. You wonder how something so ugly will ever fit in with the rest of us. Can you imagine if everyone looked like that? What a terrible world we would live in." People may have wanted to say that about some babies, but you just don't say it. It is, however, perfectly permissible to commend to someone, maybe a grandparent or a great-grandparent, after seeing the baby, "Well, this baby isn't as ugly as most babies." But that should be said in privacy, of course, away from the parents, right? But maybe that you can say it to the parents if the parent is your sister. I don't know if it... You know, this etiquette lesson, it isn't anything new. Folks have been making beautiful baby comments, well, since before almost anything. Folks have been holding back the ugly baby comments and doing their best to minimize the use of things like, "Looks like Winston Churchill," you know? How many of you have said that, though, or at least thought it? How many of you know who Winston Churchill is? Yeah, we got that. Okay. They've been, you know, holding back any negative comments and going with the positive for years. I know sometimes people ignore the lesson, but the life rule still applies. This is what you say in the presence of a new baby, when you're seeing the pictures holding a new baby. So this week's reading, the reaction of the two people, Simeon and Anna, who saw Jesus when his parents came to the temple, it isn't all that surprising. These are pretty nice words. So Simeon first, he was really just moseying around town. It doesn't say he was in the temple. He was hanging out in town, and he was led to the temple. He had this Holy Spirit nudge. And then Anna, she hung out in the temple all the time. Both of them got to see a very young Jesus, and both of them got to see this beautiful baby. Or, you know, by this time he probably was a toddler, but maybe they went a bit overboard with the new baby rule. Simeon said, my God, I can die happy now that I've seen this baby. I've seen God's salvation in this one. He's going to really make a difference in the world. Bless you, Mary and Joseph. Your baby is going to make some people very happy. And others not so happy. He's going to cause quite a stir. People's true nature will come out because of him. He'll make you very sad, too. So most of it's positive, right? Simeon had some things that weren't so positive. The he'll make you sad part goes a little bit outside of the what do you say when you see a new baby rule, I think. Then there's Anna. This is the baby, everyone! Look at this baby! Can't you see it? He's the one who's going to change everything. He's the one we're all waiting for. And maybe Anna went a little overboard in the what do you say when you see a new baby department too. I don't think that Anna or Simeon would flower things up that much for every baby that they saw in the temple. They might say some really nice things. Simeon probably went to the temple sometimes, even though he wasn't there all the time. Anna probably saw every baby that was dedicated. They probably wouldn't do all that praising. I don't think they would add that he's going to cause quite a stir, make some people happy, others not so happy, to every baby that came in, or the leave your family without honor stuff. It was going to be a difficult life ahead for Jesus and for those connected to him. We learned that by reading the rest of the story. Now, Jesus, he was too young to have any awareness, really, of what Simeon said. But as he grew and as God's favor was upon him, we'll talk about Jesus' baptism very soon, he had to understand that things were not going to be very rosy with the things he was going to do. He had to know that as he challenged people to change and as he challenged people to love God and one another above all else, that many would react very negatively. He had to know that as people identified him as a king, that the government officials would get nervous and make his life, and living for that matter, difficult. He had to know that he had a difficult task ahead, even if he didn't know on this visit in the temple. Simeon and Anna got it. They were in this got it club. On this day, Jesus was probably looking at strange man, strange woman, smiling and hoping that he would get a treat of some kind. Look, it's an old person smiling. I'm probably going to get something good. Mary and Joseph, they were in the temple for different reasons. It wasn't to get a change the world speech from Simeon and Anna. It was to present their firstborn male as holy to the Lord. That was the custom. That was the law. It was to offer a sacrifice according to what was stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And it's not explicitly stated in the Bible, but let me offer this as fact. It wasn't two young turtle doves that they offered. Mary and Joseph were not wealthy. These two parents, who had a child who was going to change the world, came to the temple to offer the best that they could offer, what they needed to offer, but that was two young pigeons. Not really expensive. The law allowed for the rich and the poor to be able to offer the right sacrifice at the temple. So Jesus, who was dedicated as holy in the temple with two young pigeons, had the potential to change the world, a difficult task ahead, and his parents offered their best. All right, let me jump to a conclusion now, after I've already said something as fact that isn't in the Bible, right? We, as Union Congregational United Church of Christ in Salmonok, Illinois, have the potential to change the world. We have a difficult task, too. A difficult task ahead for 2012. But we will survive, and we will thrive if we continue to offer the best that we have to our mission. Here's our mission. Our love for God will be reflected in our worship, discipleship, and our outreach to all people. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we seek to serve our communities. That's it. Love, worship, learn, reach out, and serve. All verbs. Love, worship, learn, reach out, and serve. So let's bring the best that we have. We'll make a difference. And know we'll make a difference. We've been making a difference and we'll continue to make a difference. Because God is now and God will be what the future requires. So let's all dedicate ourselves to loving, to worshiping, to learning, to reaching out, and to serving. Two young pigeons. Amen.